This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
To the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Connor Green, Mr. Connor Green, he is behind the glass and producing, taking your calls, and just being my overall go-to guy. Our topics tonight, by the way, we have 4.5 hours, over 4.5 hours to do this, so your calls, welcome. I'm also going to have some awesome guests for you. The big topics, one, All-Star Games. We've got the NBA All-Star Game on here. We're going to assess compared to what the NHL has put out there with the Four Nations Tournament. It has been a masterclass from hockey, dominating with quality over these last few days, and we'll see. With certainly last night, not much from the NBA, to be honest. I mostly agreed for Mac McClung in the slam dunk contest, but to me, the NBA was something I watched in between hockey periods. They've been relegated. And with all the big names and star power and all of that, that's where they're at. So we'll see with their new format, but the NHL, you know, hockey's new format has been an overwhelming success. Saturday night, Team USA, Team Canada from Montreal surpassed all expectations. The entire tournament so far has been fantastic and continues now in Boston. So looking forward to that. We'll talk all about that. St. John's, you want to call in about that? People complain we don't talk college basketball around here. You want to talk a little bit about the Johnnies? Big game at the Garden today against Creighton. We'll go a long way to determining who wins the Big East regular season. St. John's has not won the Big East regular season since probably some of you were born. You got to be in your 40s to know it. Because it was 1986 with Walter Berry and Mark Jackson were on those were on that St. John's team. So Rick Pitino is a friggin' miracle worker, and what he has done in such a short time with St. John's, it does show you that in certain sports, coaching matters, making players better matters, and that some guys just have that ability and are difference makers. In most cases, coaches, managers across different sports, some sports more or less impact than others. We'll actually get into that as there's news. I mean, you talk about managers, news, Brian Cashman making news and talking about Aaron Boone. It seems like he wants absolutely an extension for Boone. They're working on that. So we'll talk about that. We're going to get into some spring training. Yankees and Mets. For Mets, Juan Soto showed up today. Kind of a Mets fans getting to open their Christmas present today. Juan Soto strolling into Mets camp. And for the Yankees, look, there's a lot of good for the Yankees, but today finding out that players reporting taking physicals and Giancarlo Stanton, who has only become more and more important with Juan Soto not being there in the lineup. Giancarlo Stanton showing up with tennis elbows, tendonitis in his elbows, and already starting the season off, and they're going to slow roll it with him. Might not be ready, it sounds like, to start the season, all this sort of stuff. And here we are. So we're going to get into all of that. Then we got some NFL. Look, a lot of news going on for what sometimes is a slow news season in sports, if we think of it that way. But the Jets and Aaron Rodgers making a lot of news and the rumors on that. I want to get to the bottom of all of that. Matthew Stafford, is he going to be traded by the Rams? Are the Giants a possibility? What about the Jets? So all of that we have to go on. So you want to call in. Oh, and Jose Iglesias, interesting interview John Heyman did, a one-on-one with Iglesias. And while all the talk and the questions may be on the Mets, OMG, why haven't they brought him back? He wants to be there with the Mets. Yes, Mets for sure, possible. We can talk about that. But what about the Yankees and third base? I know there's, you can trade for Nolan Arenado, you know, you can look at different possibilities. Oh, by the way, the Yankees also have the Marcus Stroman issue to talk about. But what about Jose Iglesias for the Yankees? And would that be an interesting move and an upgrade versus whatever it is they're putting out there on third base, theoretically, in plan A right now? DJ LeMahieu. All right. So all that, I have guests for you. Dave Lennon from Newsday coming up on the Mets at 10:40, 11:30. Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic is going to give us some updates on the Yankees. Andy Vasquez from NJ.com, The Ledger, on the NFL, the Jets, the quarterbacks, all of that. And then coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, 1:20, the great Molly Walker from the New York Post on the Four Nations Hockey Tournament. So that's the show. Wanted to give you the big picture of it all. And of course, your calls, 888-808-1019. Excuse me. Look, a little something in my throat. So that just means you have to call in if I have a little something in my throat. There we go. All right. We're going to start it tonight with the Four Nations Hockey. And you want to call in one of those others, and college hoops. I'm going to get to those too. I'm going to, because you know what? We're going to do a lot of baseball, football, like we normally do. But I'm going to get to some things that we don't talk about as often. And the first being this Four Nations Hockey Tournament. And right now, by the way, the All-Star Game is on. And I don't know, Connor, by the way, I will confess, I did actually not watch, you know, I was watching a little bit, but as you know, I'm here, I'm in transit, I'm coming to the station, all of this. So I missed some of that first game. How was, first of all, for what I think is a bit, is we'll find out with the ratings and all of this. I think this whole weekend is a disaster for the NBA so far. All their NBA All-Star games have been a disaster for years now, so much so that they're up front, like, ripping up the formats, trying different things to get anybody, including their own players, to care enough to give some effort here. And so this is the latest new format with the four different teams, two semifinals, and then you're going to play the two finals, and it's best to 40 in each game. So that's what they've been doing here. And I confess I did not watch, I watched a few minutes of the beginning of the first game. I didn't see the end of it. Was it actually compelling, gripping, exciting, interesting as they got towards the end of that first game?
I wouldn't say particularly so. Team Chuck beat Team Kenny 41-32. I do think the effort level is a little bit better than what you've seen in previous years, but not to a point where I feel like it's must-watch TV. I think the NHL has put really all these All-Star games to shame because you actually had an exhibition matchup that had meaning. It was important. Guys were fighting. You had multiple fights in the first 10 seconds. So I don't think anything's going to compare with that. But at least this is a little bit better than it was last year. You have a little bit more competition in this than you did in previous All-Star games.
So here's the disaster for the NBA. Number one. LeBron James, by far their biggest and most marketable player. The announcement came out today, not that long ago, that he, because of a tweaked ankle, is not playing. And that's his prerogative. It's an all-star game. It's an exhibition. It is meaningless. So it matters to him how he plays with the Lakers and not this all-star game. So LeBron is sitting this out. Announced, by the way, at the very last minute so that nobody is filling in for LeBron. I mean, there were players who were around over this weekend. Somebody else could have. So his team of these four teams is there. These are supposed to be four teams of eight. His team is seven. And so already they start off and LeBron's not playing. And I'm glancing. I have it on TV right now. I'm watching it. Look, guys are, you know, dribbling up and popping threes and, you know, doing their thing. And I'm sure there's a little bit more effort and maybe a little bit more defense. But I'm seeing a bunch of long threes and, you know, guys jogging up and down the court. And the only thing that I think could possibly save the NBA All-Star game, and I don't care what combination they do here, what made the NBA All-Star game compelling back when it used to be, it mattered when Michael Jordan was playing his tail off and when there was like real animosity between players and Jordan just didn't want to lose. It mattered when Kobe Bryant was out there playing with a Mamba mentality and really, really cared out of pride if his team was going to win or lose. But if they don't have a figure like that, a best player in the game or most famous player in the game, biggest star in the game type of player who is going to simply refuse to let his team lose and send a message and play defense and be physical and pick somebody up full court, knock somebody over. If you're not doing that, then this will continue to be what it is, which is you know, they're trying to make it more of a game right now, but it is a pleasant little exhibition with a lot of offense, not much defense. And maybe as we get towards the end of these 40-point contests, maybe there'll be a little more defense, a little more fouling, a little more effort, intensity. It's not that there's not effort. I'm not trying to demean them, but intensity in the last few seconds of the game, few minutes of the game. Maybe there will be. But when you compare that to the masterclass that the NHL is putting on right now with this Four Nations tournament, and by the way, if you have not yet tuned in, there's still time. You missed three games in Montreal that were fantastic, and now you have a chance for, well, actually, let me do the math. One, U.S. played two. What were there, four? Sorry, my math. But anyway, you missed the games that were fantastic in Montreal. And now we got a bunch more coming. We've got two more on Monday. And those two games, they don't matter to the U.S. U.S. won both their games in Montreal. So the U.S. is right now the number one seed already in the finals. It's going to be played on Thursday. But for the other three teams, Canada, Finland, Sweden, these two games tomorrow on Monday, anybody can get to the finals. And for those players from those countries, this is a really big deal of what's going to happen. And somehow the NHL created what was a mini Olympics. You want players to care? NBA players do care and play hard in the Olympics. They care about the Olympics. Every 4 years, they care about an exhibition beyond the NBA. But somehow the NHL has created a formula with this Four Nations where it is a perfect storm. And these players, the intensity it was like a Stanley Cup playoff game. It wasn't even like a regular season NHL game. You know, if we want NBA players to play with the same intensity as a regular season game, we can't get them to do that. Not a regular season game intensity. Well, here was the NHL. In the first 10 seconds of USA-Canada, there were three fights. And I'm not condoning violence, but fights are part of the etiquette of hockey, especially when done in sort of the gentlemanly, mutual, face-to-face, we drop the gloves. And clearly, Team USA, when they looked at Team Canada, they decided if they were going to win this game, part of it was going to be based on physicality. Because obviously, Team Canada, with players like Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby, when it comes to grace and elegance and speed, Team Canada, in many ways, unrivaled. But the U.S. grit and physicality was what won the day on Saturday night. And so the Tkachuk brothers, Matthew, then Brady, and then JT Miller of the Rangers, dropping the gloves and three fights in 9 seconds to start the game set a tone of physicality for this hockey game and set a tone blowing the roof off the building for the fans, the intensity that this game was important, that it mattered, that players cared about it. And I always said in years past, when it came to All-Star games, because for years we've joked about the you know, look, the NFL football, NFL All-Star game got so bad, the Pro Bowl, that they turned it into flag football and skills. And by the way, it's been better since then. I think it's better. It was such a joke trying to make it a regular football game when no one wanted to hit and tackle each other that you may as well do flag football. And you know what? The players actually try at flag football. So it's mildly entertaining. I'll give them credit for that. That's what worked for them. But my theory always, I had a theory about this in All-Star games, that the more physical the sport, the bigger joke or the less it resembled an All-Star game was going to resemble real play. Because in an exhibition, a meaningless exhibition, players were not going to want to be physical and risk injury. So, NFL, it made sense. Football, the most physical sport. Their exhibition game was going to be a joke. And it was. They turned it into flag football. Fine. By my logic, and historically then, the NHL All-Star game, because you can't have the physical, you know, it's just not nearly as physical. You're not going to see checks. You're not going to see fighting. Not in an All-Star game. You're going to see high scoring, the puck whizzing around the ice, but not, it's not something that was resembling as much of a regular season game. And then as you keep going less and less physical on the game, you'd have NBA, you'd have basketball, where they don't play a ton of defense. You get super high scoring. You know, it's obviously not going to resemble it as much, but it could a little more than you would think NHL or NFL. And then finally you get baseball, where the one thing that keeps you from it looking like a regular game is the usage of pitchers. You can't put a starting pitcher out there for 5-6 innings in an All-Star game. You're not going to blow out, you know, use that many innings in a meaningless contest. So that's the one thing, is that starting pitchers are going to be more like openers. They're going to go an inning. At max, somebody could go would be two, but these days it's really just about an inning from starting pitchers. That's the one aspect. But other than that, baseball has always been the best of all these All-Star games because the players, baseball is essentially, like, forget the team sport aspect of it. Baseball is a series of one-on-one contests. And that mano-a-mano, you know, hand-to-hand, one-on-one contest causes players and pride, human pride, to kick in. And so it's always been, all right, Baseball, best All-Star game. NBA, historically, I thought second best, closest to the real thing. NHL, oh, it's not so physical. And then you have the NFL, and it's, you know, powder puff, and it doesn't look like anything. All right. So NFL decides to fix theirs by not even trying to tackle flag football. NBA just gets worse and worse, keeps trying to blow up the format. And we'll see. I mean, tonight, I will admit, tonight looks a little better than it's been in years past with this format. But, and we'll find out when they get to the finals and the level of effort. But so far, I'm not seeing the intensity. Is this as intense as a, watching a regular season game between, I don't know, Knicks Pacers? So far, I'm not seeing that. And then you have what the NHL did. Fights, checks that were, making players' teeth rattle, and a game, not 10-7 or anything like that. USA versus Canada was 2-1 for most of that. That's essentially what it was before the Americans scored an empty net goal to make the final score 3-1. That was basically a 2-1 game. 1-1 through most of it. 2-1 Americans, and then an empty netter at the end. Compelling, gripping, felt like an intense Stanley Cup playoff game for what is theoretically a meaningless game. So it is possible to get pride. And good for the NHL. They gave us something beautiful to watch, something incredibly fun to watch. And if you are a fan of the locals, look, you get to see some of your favorite players there in this tournament, and you wonder, does this have a positive carryover effect as we go into the second part, the latter part of the season? Will this ignite something in a Rangers team who has, right now is on the outside looking in for a wild card spot? What impact will it have? Will it wake up Amika Zibanejad? Will it bring a JT Miller back, hanging out with the Tkachuk brothers? And will it bring everybody back with energy, passion, enthusiasm, fun? You hope so. We'll see. But great job by Gary Bettman, who I have criticized at times in the past, by the NHL Players Association, all of that. I've criticized them on the marketing of the game at times. Phenomenal job. 888-808-1019. So if you're watching it, you can tell me. NBA All-Star Game. And look, the dunk contest, Mac McClung, God bless him, he saved that. Otherwise, that was atrocious last night. And what would you do with this NBA All-Star game, All-Star weekend, to try and save this thing? Or do they need to blow it up and go the way of the NFL and flag football and give up? 888-808-1019. When we come back, as I said, we'll do some college hoops. St. John's versus Creighton at the Garden. Great atmosphere. We'll talk a little bit about that. The Jets made their Aaron Rodgers decision. The Giants rumors with Matthew Stafford. Do you like that or not? All of that. And, of course, we got some baseball storylines to dive into. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Right back with your calls.